The new era, Q99.5. How you doing? Romeo's on your radio. Time to talk with the man, the myth, the legend, Gary Hobbs. How you doing?
How's it going? Doing good.
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining us. I know we got this huge meet and greet CD release party happening tomorrow over at the Original Henry's Restaurant. Everybody here in San Angelo, La Concha Valley, excited about you coming over and spending some time with us.
Well, first of all, man, I want to say hello to all the lovely people in San Angelo, Texas, man, and surrounding area. And I want to thank them for all the love and support throughout a 33 and a half year career in Tejano music. And it's always a pleasure to be back in San Angelo. And especially with this meet and greet, I get to go in and meet people and greet them, of course. And we're releasing a new CD, Recuerdos de mi Madre. And I'm looking forward to spending time there. It's going to be at Henry's Diner, the Original Henry's Diner. I've been there on one or two occasions, and the food is great. And I'm being accompanied by my very dear friend, Hector Gutierrez, who's been a longtime producer of ours. He's pretty much produced, I want to say, half to three quarters of everything that I've recorded in 33 years. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Wow, great. We're looking forward to you coming out down to San Angelo as well. Now, let's talk about the brand new album. Tell us about the latest album from you.
Well, Recuerdos de mi Madre. It starts off with my mom. My mom used to sing since high school. My mom, when she graduated in high school in the 50s, she was going to try and go train in opera music. And when I found that out when I was younger, I was like, wow, you know. And but when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, my mom would sing in a trio music and mariachi music. Mm-hmm. And so she would take me, I was raised a single parent, and my mom would take me to these events or weddings or quinceañeras or parties, and where she would sing. She would sit me there, give me a piece of cake and a Coke, which I still do. Mm-hmm. I still do the cake and the Coca-Cola. But I would hear my mom sing all of these songs, you know, and with the exception of Amor Eterno, because that Amor Eterno was a song that came out in later years. Mm-hmm. But I started to do a project for her. And when I started to look at all those songs, I didn't really want to go into the balada type, bolero type with trios and mariachi, because, well, that was already done by several other artists, you know, in Mexico. And I thought, you know, well, but I'm still going to do it because it's for my mom, and, you know, it's not really for the public. So when I was in the studio, I got this crazy idea, and you know what, you know, I'm going to record that song in Tejano. It just fit, all of them fit perfectly into Tejano beat, and it's what I do, and it's who I am. I'm a Tejano artist, and so I did that one song, and I liked the way it came out, and the arrangement and stuff, and the next thing you know, we're recording all 10 songs in a Tejano format, and so it is who I am, and these are songs that I wanted to honor my mom. Her name is Anita McLemore Hobbs. Mm-hmm. And so I recorded the whole 10 songs, and I was going to name the CD just Recuerdos, and it just got a little bit too sentimental and stuff. My mom's up there in age, and I just wanted something for her, so it wasn't just Recuerdos, and that probably would have taken people back to that era, you know, who heard those songs, and I wanted to be a little bit more special, and so it's Recuerdos, and it's sort of subtitled De Mi Madre. Mm-hmm. You know, so Recuerdos de mi Madre, and it's been doing really well. We threw out Amor Eterno, which is a song that I always loved that song when I heard it, but I had never really sang it, and I had never really learned the words until I got into the studio, right? And mm-hmm. But it's a powerful song, and a lot of songs, a lot of titles on that are just from that golden era, you know?
Yeah, I got it. So all these songs have a special meaning for you and your mom together?
Yes, sir.
Wow, I love that. I love that. It's great. It's a very special relationship between a mother and a son. And I definitely going to be a great album for you, and lots of great things happening for you. And congratulations on this great album you have here.
Well, I appreciate it. Once again, that CD release is more to, I haven't been able to be in the San Angelo area. And I'm so thankful to the Ojeda family and the Original Henry's Diner. I'm going to be, we're on our way to Lubbock and Amarillo. And just for them to graciously give me the opportunity to come in and spend time with people. And of course, like I said, Hector Gutierrez, a dear friend of mine, also a producer on this CD. And we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're here talking to Gary Haas. Got a CU release party happening tomorrow over at the Original Henry's Restaurant. Q99.5 will be there from 5 to 7. I believe the meet and greet and the release party starts around 6 o'clock. So tell us about this cruise. You have this cruise coming up?
Oh, yeah. We have our first annual Gary Haas Family and Friends Cruise. It's on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, and it's scheduled for October 30th through November 6th. We're going to be traveling to Rotano, Honduras, Belize City, Belize, and Cozumel, Mexico. On board, we have David Ligarza y Los Musicales. We have Mr. David Mares. We have Ricardo Castillon from La Diferencia. We have special guest Jessica Sanchez from Eagle Pass, Texas, and Gabe Garcia, who will be performing with David Lee, and we're going to have him special guested too. Our MC and our DJ is Ruben Peña, a.k.a. Tejano Loco from Houston, Texas. And you can visit us at TejanoCruiseEvents.com. TejanoCruiseEvents.com. But October 30th, November 6th, you know, they can still register. I know we have over 400 guests already registered. We've been blessed. Man, I want to say publicly over the radio that I thank God. Soy gracias a Dios, you know, por linda gente que apoya música tejana. And thank God for those, you know, blessing us with people that bless us and still support Tejano music. And so I owe everything to God in Jesus' name. And I thank all those people that continue to support us. That well, now we have the opportunity to host our first cruise. And just to let the cat out of the bag, mm-hmm. I've already set some dates for 2017. And that's October 22nd through October 29th. From 2017, and we'll be going to Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, and Cozumel, Mexico. But you can visit us at TejanoCruiseEvents.com for all information.
All right, there you go. So if you got the vacation coming up, you want to spend some time with some great artists like Gary Hobbs and David Lee, and I mean, it's a star-studded event on that cruise, definitely go over there and check out their website and get signed up for this year and next year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know tomorrow we're in San Angelo, and I do want to invite everybody that can go. It's sort of such a very different meet and greet and show, because we will be there. I'll be singing, you know, and Hector Gutierrez will be accompanying me. And so we're going to open a little time. I know they're going to go have dinner and drinks, but we're going to open it up a little bit, some question and answers, and we're just going to mingle, and we're going to have a great time tomorrow night at the Original Henry's Diner.
There you go. Definitely make plans to be out there tomorrow. It's a can't-miss event with the city release party happening with Gary Haas. Now, you've been in the business for over 33 years, doing your thing, being very successful for over 33 years. There's a lot of new artists coming out within the past couple of years. Any new artists that have caught your eye lately?
Oh, wow. There's just too many of them that you know, it's not that I won't mention their names. I can tell you there's several people. And, you know, one thing I think that a lot of young artists come up to me, and when they have the time, 5-10 minutes, we discuss industry, we discuss music, and music has to evolve. Tejano music has to evolve, and it gets more progressive. But I think that, you know, the Tejano Ranchera is always going to be the symbol of Tejano music, and mm-hmm. there's a lot of artists that call it Tejano music, and they record 10 cumbias, you know, and I think Tejano is really a combination of several things, but it also includes Tejano rancheras, and you have a lot of hybrid music that, you know, that they say they're Tejanos, but they're really not. They're more Norteños, you know, and to me, they're not Tejano, but And that's not a knockoff. That's not being negative about it. It's just that I defend Tejano music to the core, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of young artists that, man, I know Tejano artists can be very versatile, you know. And I expect them to be that. So, you know, I can tell you there's a lot of Tejano artists out there that can sing just about anything. And there's some young artists out there that, you know, you still have the staples, you know, the let's call them the superstars of Tejano music, and yeah. You know, but you have so many young artists that can do Tejano and do a variety of music, and I encourage that. I really do. I encourage that, and as long as they continue to record Tejano rancheras, and they can record cumbias, they can record ballads, they can record something in English. But to me, Tejano was always the talent of being versatile. but keeping the Tejano Ranchera. I mean, it's all about making our, you know, our audience dance, you know, Tejano. Yeah. And but so many, I mean, I want to congratulate a lot of young artists that are out there. And I hear all the positive stuff, and I hear the negative stuff, and I hear that the young artists complain and that they don't get enough airplay, they don't get into the clubs or the big concerts, that they're not playing their music. I hear that, you know, it's all about the old guys. But I want to tell them to have a little bit of peace about that, because it was the very same thing when I came into the business in 1983. It was really hard to break in. They wouldn't play our records. Nobody hired it. You just got to keep grinding it out. You got to be faithful to your audience, you know, your friends and supporters. You got to love what you do. You got to have a passion. You got to continue to grind it out. And if you put things in God's hands, put it first, you know, God's going to bless it. And before you know it, you're on your way. You know, you just got to put things in God's hands and keep grinding it out.
Yeah, keep grinding it out. Keep going and don't stop till you succeed. That's definitely a great advice from Gary Hobbs, who's been doing it for a very long time, being very successful. All right, so tomorrow we're talking here with Gary Hobbs. Tomorrow is the CD release party over at the Original Henry's Restaurant for the brand new album from Gary Hobbs. Now, social media, any fans can contact you through your social media?
Well, we're on social media. We're on Facebook, Gary Hobbs Official. We're on Twitter, Gary Hobbs Tejano. We are on Instagram, Gary Hobbs Tejano. We're on Periscope. We are on GaryHobbs.com. And my Lord, just too much social media, but...
I know, it's hard to keep up with all of them.
Yeah, it is, but we sure do thank all the people that visit us on social media and keep up with us, man.
All right, well, I want to say thank you for taking time out. I know you got a busy schedule, but we're very excited about you coming to San Angelo tomorrow for the album release party and the meet and greet over at the Original Henry's Restaurant. Any special message for your fans?
Well, just that we love them, we appreciate them, you know. A lot of people that love and support us, and even the haters, you know, God bless them, man. They make me stronger every day. And
what? You have haters? No way. Yo, you have haters? No way.
Oh, yeah, I got haters. We all have haters.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but I guess you're right on that.
I'm looking forward to being in San Angelo, Texas, at the Original Henry's Diners, and want to invite you to tomorrow night, and it's about 6 o'clock. And just remind everybody that the kind of music... We're in the house, baby!
Oh, I love it. Well, thanks for taking time out, Gary, and we'll see you tomorrow and make plans to be out there. And plus, you have the CD available for sale, correct?
Yes, we will. We have some CDs and some merchandise, bro.
All right, so there you go. Definitely stop on by. It's tomorrow night. It's the CD release party with Gary Hobbs over at the Original Henry's Restaurant. More details on our website at Q99SanAngelo.com. And Gary, thank you for taking your time out. I appreciate it, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Q99. Thank you, San Angelo. God bless.